for the future and access personal loans. Plus, enjoy travel insurance, a credit card, and retrenchment cover when the unexpected happens. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. ABSA. The headlines. Family reveals late former President Edgar Lungu wanted President Hidilema to stay away from his funeral. DEC denies summoning and interrogating Daliso Lungu. And in global news, London-bound passenger plane carrying more than 240 people crashes after takeoff in India. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. The family of late former President Edgar Lungu has revealed that one of his final wishes was for President Hakainde Hichilema to stay away from his funeral and refrain from mourning him. Family spokesperson Makhebi Zulu says the late president, who died on Thursday, June 5, 2025 in South Africa, explicitly instructed that his mortal remains be conveyed by his family as a private citizen without the Zambian government involvement. Mr. Zulu says several engagements have taken place between the family and the government, with the first led by Foreign Affairs Minister Mulambo Haimbe and another by former Vice President Enoch Kabindele and Ambassador Leslie Mbula in the presence of the current Secretary to the Cabinet, Mr. Patrick Kangwa. He says the family is dismayed by government's attempts to unilaterally convey the remains of President Lungu without their involvement, further accusing the state of shifting from what was initially agreed upon, instead suggesting that the family has no say in how the late president is mourned or how his remains are handled. In a live stream from South Africa, the Lungu family representative attributes the request for President Hichilema to stay away from the funeral to reasons that are allegedly common cause, while emphasizing that matters of conscience for both the deceased and the family should not be sacrificed at the altar of convenience. Mr. Zulu says that the family acknowledges the significance of national mourning, but has insisted that their rights must be balanced with the state's ceremonial obligations, while the incumbent president must stay away.
At the said meetings, it was made known that the family had already put in place all logistics to address the wishes of the deceased, that his mortal remains be conveyed by the family privately and not the government of the Republic of Zambia, and that President Hakainde Hichilema should not be anywhere near the body of President Edgar Chagwa Lungu for reasons that have since become common cause. The family is disturbed by the desire of the government of the Republic of Zambia to convey the mortal remains of the six Republican presidents in ways that suggest that they have no say, that is the family, that the family has no say in the manner the same will be conveyed and how they desire that he be mourned.
The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has refused claims circulating on various media platforms that it yesterday summoned and interrogated Daliso Lungu, son of late President Edgar Lungu. Commission spokesperson Alan Tamba says the claims attributed to Professor Nkanduluo are false, contemptuous and malicious and misleading. Mr. Tamba explains that contrary to reports, Daliso Lungu has not been summoned or interviewed by DEC during the period in question, and that the commission has also confirmed with Mr. Lungu's lawyer that Professor Luo's claims are baseless. And Mr. Tamba has also clarified that passports for Daliso Lungu, Chieso Lungu, Tasila Lungu and former First Lady Esther Lungu were never seized as a bond condition, contrary to misinformation being peddled.
The Drug Enforcement Commission is saddened by the false claims circulating through various media platforms in which Nkanduluo has alleged that the Commission on Wednesday 11 June 2025 did summon and interrogate Mr. Daliso Lungu, son to the late 60th President of the Republic of Zambia, His Excellency Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu. Members of the public may wish to note that Mr. Daliso Lungu has not been summoned or interviewed by the Commission in the period mentioned by Nkanduluo. The Commission therefore wishes to dispel Nkanduluo's claims as they are contemptuous, malicious and misleading to the nation. On the other hand, contrary to information peddled by some unscrupulous people, we wish to clarify that passports for Daliso Lungu, Chieso Lungu, Tasila Lungu and the former First Lady Esther Lungu were never seized as a bond condition. The Commission has since had occasion to interact with Daliso Lungu's lawyer, who has categorically distanced himself from Nkanduluo's claims.
The Department of Immigration has apprehended a total of 65 persons for various immigration-related offences and removing 40 illegal immigrants from the country through coordinated operations across the country on Tuesday this week. Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Shinka explains that in Muchinga province, officers from the Muyowe Immigration Office detained 10 Congolese adults for illegal entry after they were intercepted at Katanga checkpoint. Ms. Tanshinka says the individuals, who were accompanied by 15 Congolese juveniles, were found using lesser passe, temporary travel documents that restrict movement to within a specific radius, in their case, the Copperbelt province. He says the group had just been refused entry into Malawi by Malawian authorities for failing to meet entry requirements. And in Central Province, Ms. Tanshinka says the Chiwombo Immigration Office conducted an operation in Chilo Chavalenje that led to the apprehension of 8 foreign nationals aged between 20 and 36, among other arrests.
The Chiwombo Immigration Office conducted an operation in Chilo Chavalenje area that led to the apprehension of 8 foreign nationals, that is 4 Burundians, 2 Congolese, 1 Rwandese and 1 Tanzanian, aged between 20 and 36. Of the group, 5 individuals, that is 3 Burundians, 1 Rwandese and 1 Tanzanian, were undocumented. 2, 1 Congolese and 1 Burundian claimed to be asylum seekers, while 1 Congolese refugee was found outside a refugee settlement without a valid mobility pass. All suspects remain in custody pending further screening and possible prosecution.
Agriculture expert has urged government to come with deliberate policies and invest in infrastructure development for agriculture extension officers to enhance rural farmers' access to vital information. Dr. Oliver Bulaya has observed that this investment would enable farmers to acquire knowledge on climate-smart agriculture practices, improving their resilience to climate change and boosting agricultural productivity. He has noted that strengthening extension services is crucial for delivering agricultural technologies and innovations to smallholder farmers, enhancing their productivity and livelihoods. Dr. Bulaya charges that many agriculture extension officers are residing in urban areas due to inadequate accommodation in rural areas, thereby making it difficult to offer their services. He believes that by investing in infrastructure development for extension officers, government can empower rural farmers to adopt climate-resilient practices, ultimately contributing to food security, improved livelihoods, and sustainable agricultural development.
In this case, I think we need to see, you know, the government deliberating for providing resources so that more livestock officers can be employed in many parts of our country to leverage the challenges, you know, our farmers are facing. And in this case also, it's not only about employing, providing the tools, transport, and also ensuring that accommodation is ready, you know, for the extension experts to provide support to farmers.
In global news, a London-bound Air India plane carrying 242 people has crashed shortly after takeoff in Ahmedabad, Western India. There were 169 Indian nationals on the flight, as well as 53 Britons, 1 Canadian national, and 7 Portuguese nationals, Air India says. Tracking website Flight Radar 24 says it received the last signal from the aircraft at 625 feet just seconds after takeoff. We monitored the BBC for this and other global stories.
An Air India plane has crashed into a residential area near an airport.